the next kinnah that we're going to recite together, kinnah chaf aleph 21, arzeh halvanon adirei haTorah. This kinnah, often referred to as the asara aruge malchus, perhaps more than any other kinnah, along with the final one, b'tesim b'mitzrayim, due to the tomb, is synonymous with Tisha B'Av. We say this kinnah, a variation of when on Yom Kippur as well. And this kinnah is a celebration. It's a celebration of 10 of our heroes, 10 of our gedolim who make up the backbone of our Masorah. Each and every one, the story is depicted, died al Kiddush Hashem, fighting for their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in many ways, this kinnah, while the most tragic, losing foundational, fundamental heroes in our Masorah, in our history, it is also a celebration. And we have to ask the question, is that really something to celebrate? We're going to celebrate death? So much of our lives is built off of the Chai Behem. We're a nation. Halacha is centered around the fact that life, the primacy of life, the focus of life, Pikuach Nefesh, is the single most important factor in our Avodas Hashem series. And yet here we are celebrating, highlighting, trying to be inspired by death. Perhaps an answer to this question is the truth of the matter is everyone dies. Each and every person, other than Chazal telling us, a few select members of our history, everyone dies. The question is, however, how do we die? How do we die? A number of years ago, I heard a story about there was a bacher in Lakewood in his younger 20s who, rahmana litzlan, out of nowhere, he had a cardiac arrest, and he died in the middle of the night seder in yeshiva in Lakewood. Died right there in the spot in the middle of Lakewood. And as tragic as that was, at the hespedim, the next day, came out that earlier in the night, he got together with a few old chaverim, a few old friends from high school, and he was at a restaurant a few hours earlier. And they were hanging out, catching up. At a certain point, this bacher, he said, I can't be late to night seder, I'm going to head out early. I'm sorry to leave you guys, but I have to go learn. I don't want to miss night seder. Which means that he could have, very easily, and no one would have blamed him, been someone who, rahmana litzlan, they died in a restaurant. He died eating a nice sandwich. And that would have been tragic. And we would have celebrated his life. But instead, because he made that decision, not chas v'shalom to die al kiddush Hashem, but he made that decision that no, I'm going to live al kiddush Hashem. I'm going to leave my chaverim. I'm going to head to the Beis HaMedrash. That then he was zocher to die al kiddush Hashem, die in the Beis HaMedrash a few moments later. Is there anything that we can muster up enough courage, enough passion, enough focus? Can we even fathom to die for something? To scream for something? To yell for something? To stay up a few moments later even? Is there anything I'm that passionate about to die for? These asar aruge malchus, they all chose actively, forcefully, to die al kiddush Hashem. And while that seems so novel to us, perhaps if we think about, it's really about how we live. How we live is a much more simple task to determine than how we die. The second Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us, al shlosha dvarim ha'olam omid, the world rests on three pillars, al ha-Torah, avoda, and gemilas chasad, on Torah, on my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and chesed, doing chesed for others. Says the Maharal, something unbelievably simple, and yet, perhaps, at least for me, the most basic insight into how to get to the point that perhaps, just maybe, I am passionate enough to die out to Hashem. Says the Maharal, there's no such thing as choosing to go above the letter of the law and to die out to Hashem. There's no such thing as we're incapable. We're naturally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, we're inclined to life, we're built to live. Our reflexes were made as such. But if we really understood and imbued within ourselves the fact that we are only here, the pillars of the world, if we take the world, put it on three pillars. If we were to remove one of the pillars, if we were to remove our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no world to live in. There is nothing I can do in that world because I am here for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Maharal, it's not that the Asara Ruhi Malchus chose to die on Kesh Hashem, but it's rather that they internalized the reason that they were here living in the first place. They were here for Torah. They were here for Avodah. They were here for Gomias Hasaf. So the moment any of those three would be stripped away, there was no choice. There was no option. There was no alternative. There is no world, there is no life without our three pillars, without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without Torah, and without Chesed. In this kina, in this first sentence, the Asara Yegur and Malchus are referred to as Bali Tresim. Bali Tresim. Trace is a shield. They're warriors. These are people who are warriors. And a cursory glance at this kina would tell us, how are they warriors? They battled to the death. They fought and battled through some of these gory stories, through their last breaths, yelling out Shema Yisrael. These were warriors. And yet, if you continue the phrase, this is not why they are referred to as Bali Shriks. They were physical warriors, fighting to their very last breath for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But rather, they were Bali Trisin B'Mishna U'V'Gemara. They were Bali Trisin B'Mishna U'V'Gemara. They were warriors in the Beis HaMedrash. They were warriors when their alarm went off every single morning to get to Tzvi on time. They were warriors when they saw a bully on the other side of the room and decided to step up and step in. They were warriors in those moments. They live a life of war. Not war with others, but war with their Yitzhara, fighting the Mochamto Shel Torah, saying, I am not going to give an inch. I am not going to let go of the rope. I am going to fight in my life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which made it all the more natural that ultimately they would fight till their death for HaKadosh Baruch Hu.